News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A Muzaffarpur-based lawyer who filed a case in a Bihar court against the 49 noted personalities who had written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi raising concerns over growing incidents of lynching in the country has been charged by police for filing a false case. Authorities will prosecute complainant Sudhir Kumar Ojha, a senior Bihar police official, told CNN News 18. Muzaffarpur senior superintendent of police Manoj Kumar Sinha said he also ordered that the case of sedition be closed against the celebrities. Sinha said this is because the investigation so far has revealed that allegations were leveled against the accused out of mischief and they lacked substance. ADG Headquarters Jitendra Kumar said the complainant was neither able to produce supporting documents or evidence, nor the alleged letter written by the 49 persons, which may support his claim of commission of any offence. The FIR was lodged at the Sadar Police Station last week against 49 noted personalities, including Ramchandra Guha, Mani Ratnam, Aparna Sen and Shyam Benegal, upon the order of the Chief Judicial Magistrate. The FIR was lodged under several sections of the Indian Penal Code, including those related to sedition, public nuisance, hurting religious feelings, and insulting with an intent to provoke breach of peace. The letter written by the celebrities had said that the lynching of Muslims, Dalits, and other minorities must be stopped immediately, while stressing there was no democracy without dissent. It also noted that the Jai Shri Ram slogan was reduced to a provocative war cry. Jammu and Kashmir is open to tourists again from today, after Governor Satyapal Malik recently told the State Home Ministry to pull out the advisory to tourists to exit from the valley. As per an official notification revealed by the J&K administration, the travel restriction was to be removed on October 10, Thursday. The decision was taken by the governor after a situation-cum security review meeting with the advisors and the chief secretary of J&K. Security restrictions have reportedly been withdrawn from several parts of Jammu and Kashmir over the last 6 weeks. In addition, the administration has been trying to bring life back to normal in the state. During the previous security reviews, the state government decided to reopen higher secondary schools and other government institutions, restarting public transport, starting more travel counters at tourist reception centers, establishing 25 internet kiosks in every district of J&K. The administration had issued a security advisory on August 2, 2019, asking Amarnath Yatra pilgrims and other tourists to make an exit from Kashmir without delay, citing an impending terror threat in the valley. The travel advisory was issued right before the Government of India announced the abrogation of certain sections of Article 370 of the Constitution and bifurcation of J&K into two union territories on August 5. And in a bid to stamp out the rebellion brewing within the state unit of the Bharatiya Janata Party against the induction of defected MLAs, Karnataka's B.S. Yediyurappa government on Wednesday made key appointments to boards and corporations from among the dissidents. By-elections to 15 constituencies are due on December 5, after a total of 17 MLAs resigned from the Congress and Janata Dal Secular in July to bring down their coalition government. While they have not officially joined the BJP yet, it is a matter of time, as they are waiting for the Supreme Court's orders on their plea against the disqualification by the earlier Speaker, K.R. Ramesh Kumar. With their joining imminent, many within the BJP had begun asking why they should be accommodated into the party and what would be their own position once these defectors were absorbed. Some, like Sharad Bachegowda, son of the Chikkabalapur MP B.N. Bachegowda, had started holding campaign meetings with supporters to plan a contest as an independent candidate. Sharath lost the 2018 assembly election by a margin of 7,595 votes to MTB Nagaraju, who was then with the Congress, and jumped sides in July along with 16 other legislators to bring down the majority of the Congress-JDS government. Sharath, along with seven other such defeated candidates, has been given important posts. All eight have been named chairpersons to government-run boards and corporations in an obvious bid to thwart their plans to revolt against the candidates who will be fielded by the BJP in the December by-elections. And now a CNN-IBN exclusive. In the last 3 years, the Indian banking system has lost Rs. 1.76 lakh crore on account of writing off non-performing loans of 416 defaulters, each owing rupees 100 crore or more. On an average, the amount declared as bad loans turns out to be around rupees 424 crore per borrower. This is the first time data relating to big loans and the biggest defaulters owing at least rupees 100 crore has come to light. Following a directive issued by the RBI to all the scheduled commercial banks to come clear on the amount to be prudentially written off and set the accounts right, the data has been exclusively accessed by CNN News 18 after filing a series of RTI applications. And you can find out more about that story on CNN News 18 and news18.com. And in world news, Turkey attacked Kurdish militia positions in northeast Syria on Wednesday, pounding them with airstrikes and artillery barrages in a cross-border military operation just days after US troops pulled back from the area. Thousands of people fled the Syrian town of Ras Alain towards Hasaka province, held by the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The Turkish airstrikes had killed two civilians and wounded two others, the SDF said. Turkish President Erdogan, announcing the start of the action, said the aim was to eliminate what he called a terror corridor on Turkey's southern border. But US President Donald Trump, who ordered the US pullout last week in an abrupt policy shift, said the offensive was a bad idea and he did not endorse it. He expected Turkey to protect civilians and religious minorities and to prevent a humanitarian crisis, he said. European countries called on Ankara to halt the operation, and Egypt called it a blatant and unacceptable attack on a brotherly Arab state. Turkey had been poised to enter northeast Syria since the US troops who had been fighting with Kurdish-led forces against Islamic State started to leave in what Trump critics called a betrayal of Washington's allies. In sports news, India take on South Africa in the second test today, and India captain Virat Kohli is happy that his team has bought into the philosophy of selfless attitude and flexible thinking, which has led to a transformed Mohammad Shami and an aware Kuldeep Yadav. From an injury-prone talent to the most potent seam bowler on flat decks, according to the skipper, Shami's journey has been nothing short of fascinating. We don't need to push Shami anymore. We don't need to tell him, come on, you need to bowl this spell for us. He wants the ball, he understands the situation when he's given the ball, Kohli said on Wednesday. If Shami is at one end of the spectrum, there is young Chinaman Kuldeep, who must be wondering where he has gone wrong after having picked up 5 wickets in the last test that he played against Australia at Sydney. The skipper said that even Kuldeep knows the reason why he's not in the Test 11. No one is self-centered, and everyone is thinking about what I can do for the team. It's the same about Kuldeep, said Kohli. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.